I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics that you're listening to, yes. And we're coming to you from the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah.
We got a lot of pedigreed films in the pipeline, John, for the holiday season. One of which is Out of the Furnace, starring Christian Bale.
Right.
The other one is Ben Stiller in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
The superior is American Hustle. Oh, we've got Bale double duty for us.
That's right. Let's try something different and do a sort of comparison and contrast of both of these careers. Christian Bale, you know, was a child actor in Empire of the Sun, Spielberg's film.
And Ben Stiller had a small role in Empire of the Sun.
Did he really?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding you.
This is pure coincidence?
Yes.
Ben Stiller is the son of Jerry Stiller and
a
great comedy duo.
He's directed some good films,
mm-hmm.
but he plays these deadpan guys. He plays these guys with an ironic
sense. He's the nevish.
Yes.
He's like a good-looking Woody Allen. Ben Stiller showed all this promise as a comedian. I still don't feel like he's really realized that. He hit it big with There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Farrelly Brothers, slob comedy. At the same time, Christian Bale, who had been gone for so many years, shows up and does American Psycho.
Psycho, you got it. Yeah.
Right? Both of those films change the trajectory of these guys' careers.
Two very different guys even from the get-go, where you're not quite sure whether Ben Stiller has brilliant actor in him. You're sure that he has a brilliant mind. It's not difficult to see how he could direct Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
And in the case of Christian Bale, for me, a better comparison would be with Daniel Day-Lewis. Only Lewis is so spare with himself. We've got Christian Bale trying just about everything.
Right.
In American Hustle, he's playing a con man with a very comic line to it.
Yeah.
And yet in Out of the Furnace, it's Deer Hunter,
well,
man.
What's interesting about the path that Bale has taken, no one saw coming this brooding beefcake, which suited him really well as Batman.
Well, let's not forget that one of the elements, although it's physical, is that he changes himself so much, which comes partly from the fact that he lived in three or four different countries with his parents, but also that he can change his body.
Yeah.
And so theoretically for Batman,
right,
he could change himself into that inside that suit. Mm-hmm. The machinist, he can go really thin.
Yeah, scarily so.
Right, and then put on 60 more pounds and do American Hustle, where he's got a belly just floating all over the place. It's just it's an indication of how he puts himself into his role.
Ben Stiller, his toughest role to date would have been Greenberg, would you agree?
Yeah, and it's the one I like least.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the character wasn't likable to me.
Ben Stiller's primarily the disappointment as an early fan of his. He really kind of veered away from There's Something About Mary, like Eddie Murphy, the guy who was peddling family comedies, Night at the Museum.
Yeah, I know,
Madagascar.
These are franchises.
Mm-hmm.
They must make him a half a billionaire by now.
Right.
But Bale himself has a franchise.
Yeah, well, he had one.
Yeah, that's right. Is he out of Batman?
Yeah, he's no longer Batman.
Okay, yeah.
Stiller has more franchises.
Right.
Stiller has Night at the Museum, Meet the Parents.
Madagascar, but he doesn't have the gravity of Bale.
One would say we're wasting our time comparing these two guys because one is essentially a comedian and the other is a dramatic actor. The connective tissue here is the paths that different talents take, how commercial success can pull those talents in different directions.
Sure.
With Mitty, we're going to see Ben Stiller trying to push back into a more thoughtful direction. Bale attempted to tackle another franchise outside
Terminator.
Terminator. It didn't work very
good
well.
One. You can see where directing might be in Bale's future if he has the temperament for it. The fact that you can't look at him or talk to him when he gets out of his helicopter.
Oh, is that right? Is he one of those guys?
He's Babs. He's a different version of Babs.
Really? He's like Madonna.
I know.
The help can't look you in the eyes.
And if you listen to that viral and hear how he dresses down that cinematographer for probably
I thought he would have learned his lesson from that.
But anyway, if you listen to that, you can see where his temperament is. Whereas Stiller, I really like this Mitty.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a happy couple of hours at a movie, it's a more serious take. 2004, where he must have had 5 films come out, more Razzies than any other actor in the history of cinema. 4 of those 5. The only one wasn't the Star.
You can get more of those in one year?
Yeah, you got 4 nominations.
Man, I think they would just give you one lump Razzie.
And then what you're suggesting about Ben Stiller is still looking for a place for himself.
Yeah, he's still looking for that artistic reward, right?
Indeed.
Just goes to show you that comedy's harder. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.